นะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะบุตตังสรณังกัจฉามิธัมมังสรณังกัจฉามิสังฆังสรณังกัจฉามิตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังกัจฉามิตติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังกัจฉามิตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังกัจฉามิตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังกัจฉามิทติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังกัจฉามิทติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังกัจฉามิปานาติปาตาเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาทิยามิอาทินาทานาเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาทิยามิกามิสุมิจฉาจารเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาทิยามิมุสาวาทาเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาทิยามิสุราเมรยามัจจาปมาดัตถานะเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาทิยามิสาธุสาธุสาธุ Okay, pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Guanyin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. So tonight, everybody has been here before, So we will straight away go into the meditation, We can off the light, then you all can have a good meditation, For those who still need to train your mind, you just train, You can either start with mind sweeping method combined with metta, or you straight away go into anapanasati. It's up to you, If you feel that the mind sweeping method help you to decondition the heedless thinking and make you more calm and more peaceful, and then you do it. Then after that, train it in anapanasati or any method or technique or skillful means that allow you to stabilize this mindfulness. Then after you have stabilized, you just relax into every stage of it. The four support for meditation, Always remember when you meditate. The first support is relax. No matter what happens, relax body and mind. Before you start, relax. Then when you settle down, as you experience mental states, good or bad, relax into it. Even painful feeling, numbness, itchiness, tightness or whatever, just relax into it. Like the mind sweeping method. When you feel any tension, any tightness, or any stress within, you just silently relax, relax, and allow it to relax. Body and mind fully relax. When your mind and body is fully relaxed, there is no stress. When there is no stress, the mind will be conditioned into peace, into the original state of silent, relaxed inner awareness. That's how your meditation and progress. Then as you develop anapanasati or whatever training, you will become more calm and more peaceful, and you will experience piti, sukha, leading to basati, everything. But whatever mind states you experience, continue to relax into it. That is the first support, most important. After you relax, there will be true peace, a very, very relaxed type of free mind. in silent awareness, peaceful, quiet. Then the next thing you need to move on to is the second support, which is sati, mindfulness, just awareness. You just aware, silent your mind. Especially after you had trained, then you just silent. You can anchor it to your object of meditation, if it's the breathing. Then continue your anapanasati until very stable. Relax into every stage. Then continue to silent more and more, more and more. Until finally the breathing becomes very subtle, very peaceful, very still, like no more breathing. Then everything becomes very subtle. Then during that time you can use the sati that you have developed or trained to feel any part of your body. It will become very sensitive. That mindfulness will become more refined. Especially if you can feel your own heartbeat. Or any vibration within your heart and chest area. You just silent and feel. Don't go and look for anything. Just silent and feel around the chest and heart area. Just silent. Relax, aware, silent. Then when you silent long enough, stable enough, this sati will detect any vibration, even your heartbeat, without a stethoscope. And when you detect it, initially it's like very gross, because that natural vibration of a mind that is not calm enough, not relaxed, deep enough, will be very gross. But it's okay. When you realize that, means you know you are not fully relaxed yet. You have not relaxed deep into your own, what they call mind state and physical. So you continue to allow it to be. Allow the awareness to be aware of whatever vibration or the heartbeat. If you don't give it any more mental energy, you don't resist it, you don't fight it, you don't try to do anything to it, it will become more and more quiet, more and more peaceful. Then it will settle down on its own and become more and more refined until the vibration, the heartbeat all slow down, until it becomes very quiet. When it becomes very quiet, you will reach a stage where it's totally like stopped. They call that paucity. Paucity is tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, the silent mind. And this is the meditative state. This is the mind that can understand everything. So you just relax, continue to relax and maintain awareness and just silent. Whatever the mind wants to do, you just tell the mind it's okay. After the meditation, I will attend to it. For the time being, I just want to be in a state of silence to understand what is going on within the form and mind. So when you have this silent mind, in general spacious awareness, it can detect all the contact between external sense data and internal sense basis. Even the mind door become very clear. So the sixth sense basis upon contact, what happened? The silent mind will understand, the silent mind will know. Then when your mindfulness become more and more stable, it will accumulate into samadhi. And samadhi, when it's very stable, it is very calm, very peaceful, it's very relaxed. The mindfulness is like continuous. Any subtle movement, like magnify, then you got no pain, nothing. Your whole body is very relaxed, very silent, very still. That is the real meditative state. And you will be able to actually develop this ability to meditate like that all the time if you train your mind to have this sati more and more, more and more, until it's very stable. Then bring them into your daily life, daily mindfulness, especially your bowing, if you do it regularly and maintain daily mindfulness throughout the day. Then you realize every time you want to meditate, you just silent and just sit. In any form of meditation, whether it's a sitting posture or lying down or on a chair or what, you immediately silent. No need to train, because the mind is already trained. The trained mind is already in sati, otherwise you cannot do your daily mindfulness. So that mind which is already in sati, in daily life also you can maintain that mindfulness. The moment you are in the form of meditation, the your senses are all like shut off with very low activity. So because of that, you will enter the meditative state very fast. The reason being the spiritual faculties are all there. Saddha, Virya, Sati are there. Samadhi is already there. Then during that time when you meditate, or even when you are in your normal relaxed state of awareness, doing the contemplative second turning wisdom, the understanding will keep on arising. The Dhamma will keep on arising. And you will understand a lot of things on your own. Then when you are alone, in your quiet moment, any reflection, any contemplation, the Dhamma will arise. Then when you are silent, you can insight into all phenomena. Then you can awaken to their characteristic, the universal characteristic. Then during those quiet moments, when you start to read the appropriate Dhamma book or notes, you will understand them very clearly. Yeah. Then you will have a lot of joy, and the faith will be strengthened, and you will know how to meditate, and you will be very determined to go this way, and you will progress very fast. So this is how meditation can really, really transform you. So I will allow you to develop your own training and meditation on your own. Then I will ring the bell in about 15 minutes time. Okay. Just relax body and mind. Continue to maintain whatever inner mindfulness in the awareness that you have developed. When the mind is trained, it's very beautiful. It will listen to you. You want it to be aware, it will just be aware. You want it to be silent, it will just be silent. Then you want to make use of this mind to meditate, to understand anything, it will just be available for you to use. Then you will come to understand more and more about this form of mind. Then you will finally come to a very clear understanding of who you are, what you are, and what this particle of form of mind is all about. They are karmically conditional for you to use, to live life, to experience all of the beauties and wonders of life. So this form of mind, when you understand, they are beautiful, they are meaningful, and they serve you well, so that this form of mind can be a true blessing to all of humanity. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. Most of them, I think, have enough, so you can slowly, mindfully come out of your meditation. So tonight, like we mentioned just now, we rejoice with Brother Song's sister Yuen Chan Chui Deo, who went for their recent trip to Thailand. I think Achananan's monastery in Rayong for their 9 to 10 days retreat. I was told they had a very good retreat. Most of them were very happy, full of joy, and they benefited a lot from that spiritual trip. So we will get them to share. Okay? Or any of you got any question first or meditation to report? Got any or not? Don't have, then we get Brother Song to share. Get this mic. Pass it to Brother Song. Anywhere, up to you. From beginning also can. How it has actually helped you and develop the confident understanding and the faith, and how all this had actually transformed your understanding.
Okay. Actually, 我第一个要要谢谢是 Joyce， 因为在我们 after 第一次在他的家唱那个心经过后，我就很像，我觉得我整个人就很 peace 了
啊，啥的啥的。
但是我第二天我回 office， 我跟普赖讲，哎，我很像那种 feeling 很奇怪，我很像就是 this is what I want， 我的 inside 这样子跟我讲，
对对，very good。
然后第三个礼拜我们就去阿加安娜那一边做 retreat， 所以我要 thanks 云川，让我有这个 condition 去，
对，
当我去了这个 retreat 的时候，我很感动，就是actually 在第二天早上，他放那个 morning chanting Heart Sutra 的时候，
哇，啥的
啊，他在放了是那个 Sanskrit 的
version，
对，我坐在那边 meditation， 他在 repeat， 他唱第一遍的时候我 OK， 他唱第二遍的时候我的 tears 就一直流出来，
哇，啥的，
但我不懂为什么会这样，然后就过后。我们就爬到山上，我就看到了那个观音
观音像，
对啊，观音像，哇，我说非常的庄严，
对对。
然后我就每一天下午，我就一个人跑上去，我就在每一天下午我就去那边我去 meditate， 然后我去做ask for forgiveness， 然后我做aspiration， 然后哎我就开始然后过后我也有唱心经给他听
对
那 我每一天我在 on the way 爬上那个山的时候，我的 heart 就一直会唱那个 Sanskrit 的
Sanskrit 的心经，
我觉得很奇怪，为什么会这样？
Yeah,
因为我 all the way 是听华语的那个 version 的，但是为什么我这一趟来每一天它的里面一直唱这个 Sanskrit 的那个 version？ 然后我到了第三天，我觉得我的麦就越来越好像比较 silent。
Yeah.
然后我又是在想到，你有想过做 bowing
啊？
我又开始做 bowing， 就我们每一天就after meditation aspiration， forgiveness aspiration，我又做 bowing， 我做 20 minutes to half an hour。
哇，是的。
然后我又在唱心经，就后来就慢慢的我就开始发现到，当我一看住那个观音的 statue 的时候，我的每一个 breath 进来的时候，我就感觉到我整个身体是 vibrating 的。
对
每一个 breath 很清楚
，very good 啊 ，very clear，
啊 ，very clear， 那它是很 subtle， 很
subtle，very subtle，
啊 ，very subtle， 是每一个 breath 我就整个人是 vibrating， 我就觉得很奇怪
，very good，
所以他们一直讲，周末你一天到晚一直看住观音，一直我看住他时候，我就感觉到为什么我的每一个 breath 就是 vibrating，
因为那个时候你的 mindfulness 已经 continuous 了，very stable 了，因为 the bowing。帮助你
对，就我觉得很奇怪。
Then the faith， 那个 faith， then 那个 affinity， 你 connect 回，但是眼泪会流 ，the tears will come。Then when your faith is very strong， sadha will drive the virya， then your affinity with Kuan Yin Bodhisattva， the great beings， they will connect you and manifest。Then when the vibration from the heart sutta came in Pali， your nature。Starts to connect and rose. That's how you become very different. Then you become more and more quiet, more and more peaceful, more and more silent, more and more heedful. Then the silent mind starts to come into you. And because you recall the bowing, all the conditions fall into place. So when you start to do the bowing, if you do for 20 minutes to 30 minutes a day, it's very powerful, especially at a retreat. Then when you walk with mindfulness, move with mindfulness. Every activity you develop mindfulness, your mind will transform very fast. Then you will be in a very, very different state of mind, become very sensitive. Then your mind, when it's in sati, is like that. Every breath, a lot of clarity, like very long, very clear, very subtle. Then all of the vibration within your body, entire being, you can feel them.Then later on, you are one with the entire existence, the surrounding first, then the unit. Then all of vibration, like you can take them in. Because that mind that is in sati is very different. When it is in sati, it has this general spacious awareness that is free of the mental, free of thought, free of a center from where you think and act and a center.The center from where you think is the egoic mind, the atta. But when it's only aware without that center, it's just awareness, spacious awareness. In between there can be perception, but there's no thinking. Aware, then you move. Aware, then you move. You are so sensitive, and most of the time it's aware. The clarity, the vibration, then the calmness, the stillness, the heedfulness. This is what meditation is all about.And this one later on will become part of your daily life. That's why from heedless living, you transform into heedful living. That's how it happened. Then for the benefit of those who don't know Mandarin, maybe I translate a bit of what Brother Long Song, you off it first, after you continue. What Brother Song was trying to share with you all, which is very good. I rejoice. You all also should rejoice after that. Or we rejoice first. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. He said before he went, about 3 weeks ago before the trip, he recalled going to Sister Joyce there to do the morning Sunday chanting of Heart Sutta. And he's Chinese educated, Mandarin educated, that's why he sings the Mandarin version. Guan Zi Zai Pu Sa.观自在菩萨 So every morning we will have that. Then we have the what they call great compassionate mantra tapitong. Then followed by the what they call Sing Jing in Pali, or what they call Sanskrit. So that has given him a lot of confidence and faith. That's why he says he wants to thank Sister Joyce. He felt he was so calm for those two sessions. Then she went back to the office, she talked to Paula. He said, I feel very calm, very peaceful, very different. And like there is something happening. So that's why he was very, very excited and he determined to develop this cultivation. And the trip also was meant to be. That's why he would like to thank Sister Yun Chan for organizing that trip. I still remember when we were in one of these Tuesday class, Yun Chan was asking them. I think he, then a few of them, they say, okay, we go. That's how, like, everything that is meant to be will happen. And he went for the trip. So when he was there, say, the second day, a lot of things just happened. Because at this Achananda's monastery, the conditions were very conducive. So on the second day, they on this chanting, the Heart Sutta, Sanskrit version. And very strange, I say. As he listened, the mind settled down and become very calm, very peaceful. Then tears start to just come now. Because the rational thinking mind, the thought, this life, the form and mind with the conditioning, cannot understand one. Because this one is the nature connect to the past. Because there is some affinity, very strong one, with Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. It needs condition for it to manifest. So according to what he told me earlier on was, I think the recent Sunday, he said 6 months ago he started to do this treating, asking for forgiveness. And determined to cultivate, keep the precept, follow the advice of the Buddha, avoid all evil, purify the mind. Then make aspiration for causes and conditions, to actually avoid the foolish, meet up with the wise, so that enlightenment can be realized in the here and the now as soon as possible. So all this has paved the way for causes and conditions to arise. So when the Heart Sutta in Sanskrit connect, that is how that nature come forth. Then, like we reported just now, he starts to have this sudden change and transformation at the heart area. Throughout the day, like he very mindful, very calm, very sensitive. The mindfulness is very different. Then when he went up to the hilltop, I think, where Achananda has this Kuan Yin Bodhisattva image there. The statue, statue there. He saw that statue was full of, in Mandarin is Hen Chuang Yuan. Very magnificent, Achananda. Very, very beautiful, very magnificent. And that gave him the very strong inspiration and faith. Then that time, that mantra that is in Sanskrit, the Heart Sutta, normally he chant Mandarin, but it was there all the time at his heart area. Then his mind state transformed and he changed. So the real meditation is like that. When you have this ability to connect to your nature, then when that silent mind manifests, you will be in a state of continuous mindfulness and heedfulness, and your mind is very different. That's why after that, he starts to have a lot of joy, a lot of faith, a lot of confidence. Then he starts to develop the bowing, which he recalled. And the bowing, which he did for about 20 to 30 minutes a day, have a lot. He break into two sessions, I think. Then when you bow with mindfulness and awareness, especially in that state, I tell you, your mindfulness will become fantastic. That's why when he said he was grazing at the statue, together with the Sadhavirya, the faith and the sati become so powerful, so continuous and so sensitive. That's why you say every breath was like so full of clarity, very subtle, like the whole thing very clear. Then he can feel his entire vibration within the entire body. Yeah. This is what mindfulness is all about, the real mindfulness, the real true mind that has this ability to manifest that clarity. That's why when you connect and you can stay there in continuous awareness, relaxed, silent. And this is a natural state of awareness, not a concentrated state, not a conditioned state, not through apana samadhi, not through absorption or one-pointedness, but just naturally relaxed, silent and aware. That is the real samadhi. And that is the real silent mind, positive. And that one can understand many, many things. That's why after that he said that notes that I gave him was very, very good, very useful. The one that is, I teach you all to understand what is thought-based meditation and how to go beyond thought-based meditation. What is sati, what is awareness. All this, suddenly he said, he read, there is a lot of clarity. Not only he experienced that, even Kelly, Sister Kelly, the clanger, saying, he is so new. The moment he realized the silent mind, for her is different because she reported at Whooping Jinzer. Actually, at the Thursday class before the Whooping Jinzer, when she asked the question, I already knew. She said, when she heard me talk about the four support for meditation, you look at the whiteboard. The first support is relax. Relax into every stage of your meditative experience. No matter what you go through in meditation, this support is the most vital. Before you start, you relax body and mind completely. Most people think you already relax, but not yet, not deep enough. You will come to know later. Then as you meditate, certain mind states will arise. Whether pleasant, unpleasant, emotional, blissful, peaceful, or whatever, remember not to enjoy. Continue to relax into it. Just relax into it and silent. Don't try to know anything. Then your meditation will progress. Even pain, numbness, or what, because you are not relaxed, that's why pain develops. The chi cannot flow. Numbness, itchiness, everything is the same. Mental hindrance, they are because you are not relaxed. You are holding on to something, clinging on to something. That's why relaxation frees the mind. The body and mind that is truly relaxed is without stress. That's how your mind can be transformed. So as you develop more and more of this relaxation, you become more and more peaceful, more and more quiet, more and more calm, and you tend toward mindfulness very fast. That's why we need to train this mind to decondition the heedless thinking, then relax into every aspect. Even mind sweeping method, you relax. You feel, relax, feel, relax. You don't think. So every time you feel and relax, you don't think. In the meditation, you do the same. Then there is no more thought-based meditation, asana. Because you just feel, relax, feel and relax. Into every state, even when you go into calmness, piti, sukha, or paucity, you continue to relax and just silent away. Then your mind will become very, very, very different. It will transform and become very, very refined until that silent mind, that sati, become a part of you, until you become very stable. So the first support is relax, followed by aware. A lot of cultivators, they don't know how to meditate because they forgot this support. That's why when I mentioned this in the talk, there's another Singapore girl who was full of joy. She really wanted to know all this. So she wrote me an email to ask me to explain. And I explained it in the email. And I even shared it on the Thursday class talk. And she was full of joy. And she started to appreciate what silence of the mind is. The silent mind. But last time she used a lot of intellect, knowledge to meditate. He think you must go into deep thinking, into deep contemplation and all those things, into deep what they call focusing to understand the Dhamma, not knowing that all this hinders the meditation. Then she realized the mind that think a lot, have a lot of knowledge, is full of what they call hindrance. Because the mind, the word he used, I forgot already. He said, the mind become full of commentaries. Understand? Yeah. Because it want to do this, it want to do that, it want to know this, it want to know that, it wants to like control, suppress, do a lot of things, thinking that that is meditation. So because of that, they fail to understand the real meditation. Relaxation is the part people always miss out. Then when you meditate, whatever state come, whether nimitta, concentration or whatever, as it develop, you continue to relax, understand? Well, when you relax, you're silent, you don't think. You continue to be aware, understand? Don't go and get yourself preoccupied in those things and focus, concentrate and get into trouble, understand? If you want to experience it for a while, it's okay. Develop it, understand it. Then after that, go back to your support. Relax, maintain awareness. Awareness is don't think, don't try to know. Just silent, relax. Then you will be able to stabilize this sati, this silent mind, this awareness, this heedfulness, until it becomes continuous. Understand? So this continuous 24 hour got two meaning. First is 24 hour mindfulness, stabilize it if you can. Then after that, use it to meditate, to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. Within Noble Eightfold Path is the four foundation of mindfulness. They said the Buddha under Dhammapada verse 23 confirm what you need to do. He said, the constantly meditative, ever mindful, steadfast one, they will realize the supreme bond-free Nibbana. Means if you do these two things, you will definitely become enlightened. You will realize Nibbana. Constantly meditative means what? Constantly cultivating Noble Eightfold Path, the meditation as taught by the Buddha. That leads to the end of all suffering. Then ever mindful is continuous mindfulness. Understand? That's why this 24 hours is to be ever mindful, continuous. Understand? It doesn't mean that you have to be throughout the day 24 hours. Initially, it's the waking moment enough. Then after that, later on, when you become very skillful, you can even become mindful when in your resting state or sleeping state. It can go in. The awareness can go in. Then after that, the last one is trust. Trust means you trust your nature to do. No more thought involved. Understand? No more thought-based meditation. You don't use your thought to direct your energy, to direct this, to do that, to notice. No more. You just silent, relax, and aware. Stay at the heart. Then this silent mind will detect the gateway. Then it will flow in. All of your yin and yang energy, not balance, it will flow in. Melt and become pure energy. And this pure energy will open up your internal chakras, everything. Nadis. Then the transformation comes from inside. This is the real transformation. Not the one that you start to temper with your third eye, your kundalini, your tan tian and all those things. This one is, if you use your thought from external, you go and focus and concentrate. You know what happened? You are tampering with the chakra. You know why? Because before you become enlightened, your thought is with delusion. Understand? That's why it has yin-yang energy. It's not balanced. It's not a wisdom energy. So if you use that thought, vibrational energy, to go and like, in the name of opening up that third eye chakra or tan tian or whatever, you store the energy there. That is not pure energy, understand? That's why when you do that, if you still have delusion, greed, you can get into trouble. They call it energy field. Zao fo yap mo. Zao fo ru mo. Means the mara can come and disturb you. So if you are not careful, you tamper with all these chakra using external thought base energy, which is with duality. That's why the yin-yang imbalance will be triggered off. Then you will have certain experience like suddenly you feel very hot. suddenly you feel very cold, that you don't know how to control this energy. And this energy will give you a lot of problem. So the real meditation is you don't play with energy. All the energy that you have developed externally, when you touch your gateway, it will melt inside and become pure energy. But as it goes through your gateway, this is your true mind, inner mind, inner nature. And this one is already perfect, wise, the original state without delusion at all. And so when it melts inside, it becomes pure energy. And this one is already intelligent or wise. It already understands. It will know what to do. It will open up the area that needs to open up. Then it will lead to all the transformation. And your transformation of consciousness will happen internally. That's how your mind, then mind can collapse and many things can happen. Yeah. This is the real idea. But this one is towards the end. When you are going the full long way. Yeah? Means when you want to take the great Bodhisattva way to become Sammasambuddha, only you do this. Otherwise, for sainthood way, the first three is enough. First three support is enough. And you can penetrate already. Okay? So what I want to share with you is, Kelly, when he saw this third support 24 hour, she was full of joy. Understand? Then she keep on like trying to express it out. Is it? Well, during that Thursday class, she raised her hand. So she asked this question. She said, I was full of joy when I heard this. Can Radio be kind enough to explain how we can cultivate this 24-hour mindfulness, daily mindfulness? So I explained it in the talk. You go and listen to the Thursday talk. I explained how when I was in the early, late 80s, I think, I was working. I have a family, I have children. And yet I was cultivating this daily mindfulness 24 hours throughout the day, non-stop. And I explained how I did it. It's all there. You go and listen to that. It's very helpful. Then because she asked that one with so much faith and confidence, and she said like inside her, there was so much joy. You know, then I knew. I told her, I said, your time will come. You have your past. And I didn't know it was so fast. You know. Yeah, immediately after I explained, I think she must have gone home and do it. So that Thursday, she go and do. Then after that, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Wu Bing Jing Se class, Anasana. And I was so surprised when she shared the Wu Bing Jing Se class. Well, there was another person, Brother Wong, quite elderly, I think, meditate very long. So he asked about his meditation. Well, all the while he has been meditating that way, the typical way, yeah. So like using the thought, using the mind, observe. He used the word, I aware, then I withdraw. Actually, these are all thought. You only use the word you aware. Actually, it's thought. That's why there is like a meditator there. Yeah? Aware. Then don't want to attach. Yeah? Withdraw from that sense experience. All these are thought. Understand? When you don't use thought, the word aware also don't come in. You just relax, silent, and the awareness is already there. You don't try to be aware. Understand? You don't go and do all this funny thing, not here, not there, trying to do this. You just silent, relax, aware. Then through that silent mind, you will understand a lot of things. Then you only need to recall the support. Relax. Maintain awareness. Then make it continuous. And you know what happened or not? Because she did that, she suddenly developed this ability to be silent because she was doing the bowing and all those things also. Yeah. Then she already very serious about meditation, but nobody can teach her how to do the daily mindfulness until I explained the spiritual faculty, the puja. So when she did, she realized all of a sudden she was able to silent now. Then for the first time in her life, when the silent came, that silent mind detected her heartbeat. No, it was so gross. No, so violent inside. No? That's why I said, you will come to know you are not relaxed, totally not relaxed. Yeah. Then after that, she saw her heedlessness, as a restlessness and all those things. Then the craving, everything. He starts to see. You know, where when he was at the mind base, then he remembered the support. She straight away just silent. No need to control, no need to suppress, no need to fight, no need to do anything. Just relax. Silent. Relax, aware is silent. Asana. Then you know what happened. Suddenly she realized all the mind states slow down by itself. Without her doing anything. Then the heartbeat slow down. Then all the activity of mind, sankhara, everything also start to slow down. Then she realized she become very peaceful and very calm. Then for the first time in her life, she start to understand what that silent mind is all about. Then she realized that that state is so peaceful, so calm, so sensitive, so aware. And it's a free mind, yes or not? Not in concentration. Not in samatha, apanam, samadhi. It's just a relaxed state of inner awareness that is silent. So because of that, after that, she came out of the meditation. Then she go and read my note, which is the same as what Song shared with you all, and the one that I'm going to go through with you after. You know, she told me one note. This is very strange, very still. Last time I read, I cannot understand. Now I read. He said, there is so much Dhamma inside there, so much important pointer towards the cultivation inside there. He said, it's a gem. I said, it's like that one. Yeah. You can listen to the Wu Ping Jingse recording. Huh? Before she even explained the thing, I already told her, I said, you will understand the note very fast, very clearly, because you experience the silent mind. And all these notes, like I explained to Brother Song just now, yeah, they come from the realization through the silent mind. So if you don't cultivate with the faith and develop that silent mind, the inner mindfulness, awareness, and the real meditative state of heedfulness, or this silent mind, you can never understand what I say. Where it comes from that. That's why you must have faith, sadha, virya, then continue to cultivate sati. And maintain these three support. Relax, aware, make it continuous, silent. Yeah. So because of that, she was full of joy. Then she has a lot of gratitude. Yeah. Then she keep on coming and express that gratitude towards me and said, thank you so much. He said, brother, but I told her, you thank your own good karma. Because you have some affinity. Otherwise, you cannot become what it is. Then you have cultivated before in your past. Otherwise, you cannot connect so fast. Yeah. So for Brother Song, also same. Yeah. So we rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And then you can continue your reporting. Yeah. That's how you end there. Yeah. It's very useful so that it can give you faith and confidence. Then before I forget, ready, next time you meditate, remember to relax. You are not relaxed enough. Then straighten your backbone. Asana. Straighten your backbone. Then silence everything. If you keep your head attention here, you will think. You bring your attention down to your heart. Stay there. Silent. Continue to relax. Straighten your backbone. You will meditate much better. Because I find you not able to settle down. You don't worry, you can like at least you progress very fast when you understand. So that was the thing that my nature told me must let you know. Remember to relax and straighten your back, because I saw you hunching and you were not relaxed, then you are not able to calm yourself down. You can't really develop the meditation. I see, I feel, my nature know. I cannot read your mind, please. I never have psychic on. I don't have anything on. But my nature can feel. And when you report, if you report sincerely, my nature will know. You lie also, I know. You try to please me or say certain word, I know. Well, there was one girl, Thursday class, Klangon. He tried to teach Kelly. I say, you forget about it. I say, Kelly will progress very much faster than you. You cannot teach her. And I say, yeah, she keep on telling me that she experienced what I explained this four thing. No? Even if say she got one state like trust like that, no thought, no, is it? I say, you forget about it. You are far, far away from this one. Yeah, because they cannot understand. And they think they already have that understanding. Because it's very intellectual, understand not? So that nature will understand not. Whether you have it or you don't have it. You have it the way you report. No need to follow standard one. Use your own word. And I will know. Like Alicia use her own word. Brother Song use her own word. Even Pola use her own word. All those who came and report, they use their own word. And you will know. They already had that experience. And they have gone through certain things. And they connect. Otherwise, all these signs cannot come on. You remember what the Buddha said? You are born of your karma, heir to your karma, conditioned and supported by your karma. You are what you are because of your karma. So that's why whatever happened to you, there are causes and conditions behind. That's why the wise one, they can understand. Based on what you report, through your own sincerity. You lie also, they know. You try to make up all those things, they also know. Because the truth, you cannot lie on. Understand? You don't know means you don't know. You cannot describe. You use a lot of theory. No use. You use a lot of book knowledge. No use. Okay? We let Brother Song share. Okay.
我再加一点刚才那个 mindfulness 对观音. At first 我是对那个观音, 过后我慢慢地 extend 到我回 Dharma Hall, 我看住 Buddha 的那个 statue 也会这样, 我去见 Ajahn Anand 也会这样, 我最后我看住那个 poster Ajahn Man 的 poster 也会这样, 就是每一个 breath 就一直在 vibrating
对 sadhu 很好
OK
很好 sadhu
下一个我要讲就是 我每一天晚上都有在看你的 notes before sleep 我 1 hour
really
so but 我看到第八天晚上的时候 我就看到那个 sati 的时候 我就觉得 诶 对了，你所讲的 understanding 很重要，所以我整个觉得，哎，我就很像 one step further to understand the sati
了。对，sadhu very very good.
Then the day night, 我们 afternoon 去见 Ajahn Anand 跟他讲 say thank you 的时候 ，then after that, 我 on the way walk back 的时候 ，suddenly 我 click from within 我的 inside click 一个 wording understanding. Then 我就在想 what is this? 因为然后我发现到这个是
from your nature
对整个是他的 understanding 是整个 beings 的 understanding 跟我前一天晚上我了解的这个
understanding
是我还觉得前一天晚上的 understanding 还有一点是在
thought 里面 not so deep
但是这一个的 understanding 是 click from
学到的 from the nature
understanding
it suddenly awakened to you no thought on No rationalization, nothing. Sadhu, 很好
所以我回去，然后哇，我回去到一个 after 1 hour， 我去冲凉，我的里面很多的那个
joy，
after 1 hour，我觉得哎，我才 realize
that joy, that pity and that joy keep on arising, non-stop. That's why the tears also can come down. Then there's a lot of gratitude, 感恩。 So you should thank you, Jana. Sadhu.
Then at night after 我们又听了 Ajahn Anand 的那个 talk, then 我又 on the way walk 回的时候， 我的里面又 click 一个
sada，
当我那个 sada 一 click 出来的时候， 我整个的 mind， 我的整个的心就很 stable， 很
very stable， very firm， unshakable，
我感觉到我整个人对这个 Buddha 的 teaching 很
不摇动了，
对， 不摇动， 很有 confidence，
unshakable，
就这个 sada 一 click 出来。 我就觉得，哎，为什么会这样？
对，对 ，very good，
是，那我一直用我的头脑去 analyze， 说讲，它不是 from
你的，不是 from the thought，
啊，not from the thought， 是from你的整个 whole
being。 That's why I always say the awakening come from your nature， your whole being， understand not？ That true mind is not a person， understand not？ It's that nature that awaken to it， because the nature is through direct seeing， understand not？ Jnana dasana. That's why he called it click. Other people call aha. Because you just understand. That's why in the midst of when your spiritual faculty are very stable, sada virya leading to that sati, we call the bowing everything. During those days and moments, keep on understanding. Read my note, they will understand. Wherever there is truth, they will understand. And the understanding keep on arising. And from now on, whenever he contemplate any Dhamma, any truth, he will understand very deep. Very deep, very fast. That's why the moment you connect, he used to asked me, you know, end of the Tuesday club when we all having our drink there, full I was explaining her experience. Then he said, "But why I so slow? Like I so dumb, I so child." I said, "Not like that." I said, "When the time comes, all of a sudden you will move." I said, because cultivation is like that. When there is obstruction, that's why he went and do the ask for forgiveness. 6 months ago when he started that Sunday morning after that chanting, the recent Sunday, he told me, he said, very effective. 6 months into it only, you know, asking for forgiveness, doing the bowing, keep the precept, meditation, everything, then make aspiration. Straight away, the experience is so different. The meditation result is so different. And he has been meditating very long, you know. They call him Wasyong Chai. He used to go Sri Lanka, India, Burma, I think, many places. And he has been doing this very seriously. That's why until now still like a monk, not married. That is how the past will come and connect. Then when you have the right condition, when you meet the right people who can give you the right understanding, then it can break the karmic obstruction. Because he only got one very minor karmic obstruction. You say minor, yet it is a serious one. You know why? Because he was so sincere. He believed that meditation was the correct one. And he go all out and do it for many, many lives. Then sharing with people, teaching people. That's why this life he come, he also gets stuck in that type of meditation. Not to say that meditation is no good, but not penetrative enough. We are still thought-based. So there's a limit, understand? You cannot break free beyond that. Then the true understanding and explanation of the whole Dhamma, essential Dhamma, was not there. That's why the focus was not there. The understanding was not there. So that's why block. So when it's blocked, you have to sincerely ask for forgiveness, whosoever from the distant past. Because when you did this to people, other people to follow your teaching or guidance, they also get stuck. So that coming will come back to you. So when you come this life, no matter how serious you are, you will still meet up with those people who will teach you that type of meditation. Because last time you teach people that type of meditation. Last time you are the teacher. Now you become the student of those teachers. So it is karma. You reap what you sow. So when you understand that, as I have an open mind, if you find that what you have been doing year in, year out for so many years, you still go nowhere, stuck, have an open mind. Go and find out. Think is not what you think or believe. That's why when you have an open mind, just like what he went through, actually, he should thank Polai. Your Polai came very new, very recently. She connect very fast. Then when they are very close, then every night after our Tuesday class, the two of them will be sitting there. Initially very shy, wait for everybody ask question, finish, go already. Then only they ask. Then later on, I think, they have their understanding. Then he saw Polai transform, Jay. That's why the confidence, the sadhak, went in. Then she starts to, I think, do certain things that I advise. I even advise Paul Lian the same thing. Paul Lian has that obstruction too, has to do. So these three things, if you do, it will help you a lot. Ask for forgiveness, whomsoever from the distant past until now, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that this karmic nature, don't say me or I, this karmic nature of yours, had caused any karmic negativity, suffering, misery, or misled. You sincerely ask for forgiveness. Then you determine not to do all these things anymore, not to repeat all these things anymore. Then from now onward, you determine to keep your precept, follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil good. Train your mind to have heedfulness, to avoid all evil good. Then meditate, purify your mind, develop the spiritual faculty. Especially sati, then you can really see the result. And so fast, within 6 months. And you only need one condition. That's why all these spiritual trees will help you if you have the faith. Even our Anandagiri tree. That time you can see you have more joy because we are doing the consecration of three. Not only Kuan Yin, we have got our affinity Kuan Yin. I realize all those who have affinity Kuan Yin, they will have condition to come. Then this time, Maitreya is the one, the next one, going to become another major figure in this sasana. Because this is the era of Kuan Yin and Maitreya Buddha supporting Sakyamuni Buddha sasana. I can feel this very strongly, because this time, both these great beings got a lot of affinity with me. Kuan Yin came in 86 with a message. Then Maitreya came in 2005 with a request for me to do certain things. So because of that, I realize this is the era where these two great beings are helping Sakyamuni. Because their nature is very powerful and very different. They resemble what the Sakyamuni Buddha's great wisdom. So Sakyamuni go the wisdom way. He has his nature, understand? But his nature is not like Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin has the great vow of the great Bodhisattva, understand? That he is very compassionate. Then the Heart Sutta, which is our Prajna Paramita, perfection of wisdom, that represents Sakyamuni's great wisdom and what they call compassion, great compassion. Then Maitreya is the famous laughing Buddha with a lot of loving kindness, a lot of metta, of course a lot of wisdom too. So Maitreya is the one that nature is very, very unique too. And this sasana or Sakyamuni, after it disappears, the next one that arises is Maitreya, where he is the last Buddha for this world cycle, already predicted. So because of that, when we are at Anandagiri, we have the very good condition and good karma to perform these three great things. First is the Katina, then the consecration of these three great beings, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Maitreya, then Sakyamuni, all three together on the same platform, and we are donated to them all too. Then we also were given the privilege to chant the Heart Sutta on that day. So there is a nun from Cameron Highland, Teng Siong Sufu. He will help us, she will lead the chanting. Then after that, we will chant. Then Achan, they always chant. Then I was told by Achan Achalo, could be a great good news for us all. Achan Sumido had already agreed to attend the Katina and that ceremony. So he will stay at the monk's quarter that we help donate to build. So there was a lot of joy and wholesomeness. But he said, please send metta. I said, because Ajahn Sumedho already 81. So if health doesn't permit, that good news can also change. But most likely, he already agreed. Unless something serious happens, he will be there. So you all who are going will have a lot of joy. I leave that to Joyce to explain later on. Also coming. Wow, sadhu. Abbot of what part? Nanachalo. That. No, no, no. No, there's another one. What is the name? There's another one. Ajahn Plain is what part? Pong. What part? Pong. That one. Yeah, Wat Pat Pong. This one is the banana chat. All the banana, the Western disciple. So this one is all very wholesome. If we can give you faith, understanding, you should rejoice. Especially song sharing is very good. You just see when he just take it seriously, within 6 months, 380 degrees change. And the result, he can know himself only. So he no need to explain, because from the heart inside, come on, rejoice until like that. And the aha, or the what you call, click. For me, it's ding, but no sound. Well, that's why you use your own word, but people who really understood, they will know. Well, this can only come from the heart that realize. Well, nobody can say like that. Yes or not? And I tell you, unique to him. Yes or not? Well, his way is like that. His path is like that. And when he connect with the faith, especially the faith, the sadha, then when the whole thing come, it's very powerful. Because he has been very sincere. Yes or not? The only thing is that obstruction also born of a lot of sincerity and faith and belief that it was the right one. Yes or not? That's why I say, very minor obstruction, yet can be very powerful. If you deludedly hold on to it, you don't know how to have an open mind and allow the understanding to unfold, then you block yourself. Understand not? Because you think you know, you think you are right. And Krishnamurti is the most dangerous person in this world, is the person who thinks he is right. Because there is no harm to open up your mind, a free mind, to understand new things. That's why the Zen say, empty your cup when you listen. No matter how good you are, unless you really already realize, your nature will know. Because all of Dhamma is pachitang, can be realized only by the wise, each for themselves. And this one cannot lie on another. It's not like magic show. I arrange with Sung first before he come. You talk like that, we record, then we like salesman go and sell. Then more people come, then I make more money. Where God? They are all free. And I don't know him. I only come to know that he attend my class. And he has been doing other type of meditation too. And what we do here is the best. I never restrict you from going anywhere. You realize or not? Any method, any technique you can go and learn. You can come. Still, I will teach. What you need to understand is, you do with understanding. In the name of meditation. You don't go and do just because you believe that it's meditation, become gullible. You do without understanding, you won't progress. Because you believe this is right. Then, you imitate. You follow what people tell you. You yourself never investigate. You didn't find out yourself. Just like the Buddha told the Kalama, don't believe even what he says. Investigate into everything. If it's the truth, he will stand up to investigation. Then when he stand up to investigate, there's a lot of joy, there's a lot of understanding. And it transforms you. That's why I say, the real Dhamma touch your heart and transform you, character-wise, personality-wise, understanding-wise. And your whole being is different. Just like what Sung went through. You are totally different. Understand? And this one, it can never be lost again. Understand? But this understanding, this experience, with this form of mind connected, this life, that wisdom, that understanding, the intellect, the intelligence, is already inside one. Understand? When he encounters situation, he will know what to do. It's different from last time. Really. Then now, everything he reflect and contemplate, especially he listen to the talk and read the note, there is a lot of joy. And the joy is like he say, unending. A lot of joy, a lot of gratitude. That happened to me during the early days too, when I cultivate. There was so much joy. Then I just kneel in front of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Sakyamuni, my teacher. I have a lot of gratitude. I have a lot of joy. And now you can understand why the Buddha, after he became enlightened, what he do? He grazed at the Bohi tree. That actually set the condition for him to connect and become enlightened. For 1 week now, grazing at the Bohi tree and smile with a lot of gratitude. Not stare, a lot of gratitude. Keep on reflecting on them. That's why it's called a Bohi tree, tree of enlightenment. That's why they will have this type of joy. And you cannot understand. You remember Eckhart or not? After he transformed, awakened, He sit in the park for 2 years. He didn't do anything. Until people go and talk to him. Yeah, he was so happy. So peaceful in the park alone. And people go and approach him. No, talk to him. Then only he start to know that what he realized was actually all the great teaching of all the religion. No, but he can understand them all. Last time he don't even know what they are. Then when people tell him, oh, this religion talk like that, then he immediately understand. This religion talk like that. Because the mind that is awakened can receive truth very fast, and they understand very fast, no matter what word you use. Your truth is just truth. Understand? No? Truth that can be realized by the true nature and the mind is only one aspect. No words on understand? No? Where it reflects the truth, the reality. That you will understand clearly everything. And you will know how to live, you will know how to manifest. You can be a Chinese or Quite low or whatever. Yeah. That understanding is from that nature. Yeah. Like so now come to know is nothing to do with the thought one. It's from the whole being. It's actually from your nature. You just, that thing just awakened. That one is not a human being. No. It's not you. No. That one is just a nature. Silent. Cannot come out. But that is the one that is responsible for the awakening. The direct seeing. That is the one that can see things as they are before the aggregate come out, before the conditioned arising mind, the thinking mind, the mundane mind manifest through conditioned arising. That's why that seeing is before the knowing, before the memory, before the conditioning, as before the views and the opinion that condition you to stir your mind to react and do all those funny things. That's why that one is just silent. Nothing to do with the memory, it's just aware. Then through that phenomenal world, it just awakens, it just understands. Yeah. And the moment you understand, there is clarity. Yeah. But your mind must have the spiritual faculty, especially that silent mind, that's the meditative state, leading to samadhi, the continuous mindfulness. That is the one that I used to tell you. You have to develop until continuous, the upacara samadhi. What he experienced at that temple in Acharananda is the continuous samadhi. That's why he said the whole of the breath. You remember he explained? Initially it was Kuan Yin. Yeah? Zhuang Yan, very amazing, very magnificent. Then there's a lot of faith. Then later on he come down, he go to the shrine, the main shrine. Sakyamuni Buddha also same. Then met Acharananda also that same type of faith and the same type of vibration. The awareness, the continuous mindfulness as well. Then when he saw Ajahn Man photo also same. So the faith when he's already there, anything that can trigger off condition, recall to mind, will bring forth the great faith. That's why the Buddha always said that statue is not him. That physical body 2600 over years ago is not him. But that is the form. That will let you recall to mind the great wisdom and virtue, the perfection that he has cultivated. These are the what they call these are the things that represents the Buddha. He is the what you call, there's a word they use, embodiment. Yeah, embodiment of wisdom, love and compassion. So when you can realize this, you see the Buddha. That's why he told the monk, he who sees the Dhamma sees me. You heard that before. Right? Not he who sees this form sees me. Or he who sees the image sees me. He who sees the Dhamma. The Dhamma is what? Truth. Reality. Yeah. So the Dhamma is the embodiment of all of the teaching that he has taught you. Born of his wisdom. Born of his perfection. That's why he is the wisest and the most virtuous living being ever to be born. And when you recall to mind his great loving kindness, compassion and wisdom, there is so much joy, so much faith, so much gratitude. That's why tears just stream down. And it was so strong. I remember in 1989, there was so much joy inside. Then the first gratitude is the triple gem. Unshakable, then Kuan Yin. We are going and came in 86 with that message. Then after that, all my teachers. That's why I put there for 3 hours. Not to say I want to remember them. It's just to let people understand. Respect, gratitude, reverential salutation. Faith is very important. That's why when he shared with you, is it suddenly this click. To him it's click. Suddenly click. Understanding is very important. Wisdom is very important. No more knowledge, you know. Then after that, again it awakened. Faith, sadha is very important. And what are these? Spiritual faculties. That's why I say, you want to understand the Buddha's teaching, you must develop the spiritual faculty. Especially sadha virya leading to sati. Then when sati arise, it will stabilize. Develop until continuous, 24 hours. Upachara samadhi. Throughout the day, daily mindfulness, you are aware. Sati. Then you will realize the last spiritual faculty, panya, very, very fast. And you will keep on awakening, non-stop. That's why now, if you have been following the sharing, Tuesday class, Thursday class, Sunday class, you realize this last few weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, how many kayana metta move now? So many, all, even Glenwan now also, got people starting to have that awakening already. Yeah. And it's happening so fast now, these few weeks. Yeah. Even our Chui, so much views and opinion now also full of joy. He called me last night. He said, Brother Teo, I must share with you. He said, I'm going off to China tomorrow. He said, so tonight she won't come, is it? Then she will come back on October 9th. He said, I just want to share you. When I come back, I share some more. There was so much joy. And she also used to meet Song, he told me. Then Acha Anand actually came and talked to her a few times. He was there. You know what she do or not? She like gardener. Take care of the gardening. Yeah, but she is not helping. She you see, like she helping to eat. She actually has this what they call the mind. She has a lot of this faith in Guan Yin there. Then he want that place because he can sense the being and all those things. The energy, everything was so good. And he like talk to them now. Then he wants to do all this. Anyway, as she do, she can feel. You let her share better. a lot of things. Like many things talking to her. And Acha Anand came that time, she got so much joy. I said, you can talk Thai. He said, no lah, brother, you half Thai, half English. but I can understand him. And he can understand me. See, like that also got. In Hakka, the Anyong to Chote. The language is not important, understand? Because when there is this faith, you see, just like you just said, even Thai people, he allowed 3 days. But this Malaysian group, he allowed 2 weeks, is it? So you're over there 9 to 10 days. And he take the trouble to come out, it's Bangsa time, Rains retreat, And to talk to Chui, they all, Yeah, but he talked to him quite, talked to her for quite a while, is it? Yeah. And you know what she discussed with him or not? For quite a while, he told me. She was, Acha Anand was asking her a lot of things. And she was full of joy. And keep on talking like that too. Like a chicken and a duck, kok kok kai nya nya, and yet they communicate. Sue also nodding. I think good friend of Sue must have shared a lot with you. Pass the mic to Sue. See what she heard. Never mind. No need to remember. Never mind, you share whatever little bit you can remember or recall. You see the joy that they come back with. That's why actually this life, Yun Chan has done a lot of wholesomeness. He was the one that called me out to share. You all should really thank him, everybody, all the kaya metta. No, they are new one. And this one is really great parami. Without you, I won't, my nature won't come out. Understand? And I won't be sharing. No. Because your condition was very different. It has to be you. You know why? You move among a lot of Buddhist society. Asana, you have that, what they call, the free flow. she everywhere also helping out, Asana, everywhere. And you have that good nature, Asana, where you want to do this. In your past, you also do a lot of this. So now I teach you, make one aspiration. It will bring you very, very far. By the power of this wholesomeness, that you have a reason through your affinity with the Triple Gem, to be able to have this, what they call, condition to bring about, like introducing people to spiritual trip, bringing people to spiritual trip, organize. Actually, most of my spiritual trip, all you organize on, except Anandagiri, and you are the one that actually came and approached me, and because of this, that wholesomeness, that spin-off was immeasurable. We are everyone that transformed and changed came from that condition as well. So you invoke the power of that merit, that your nature is able to be a part of it and have this condition to arise this great opportunity for all Dhamma friends to walk the path of Dhamma, to progress so beautifully, and you rejoice. Then you make aspiration, you determine this life. You want to connect and realize. Yeah. It can happen. You did, Sadhu, at the Thailand there. Then very soon, you will be, I don't know what word you use. Aha, click, ting, what else? Maybe. No, it can happen anyway, actually, anyway. Like Sister Kelly, he didn't go even go retreat. Let's definitely share, she got something. See? Very good. Actually, she brought a lot of people to the Dhamma. Actually, she also mainly responsible for all those Kayanamitta group that we are having now. The old group, the new group, and even now connect and link to Subang everywhere. She was the one who started. Otherwise, all these are not possible. Then like Hui Ling and... No, also through... When you started this, then only Sian can come. Otherwise, they won't invite me to go there and give talk on the sala. Then Mi Fong won't know, Ing Bi won't know, Ing Bi won't invite me to go to teach in Subang. That's how everything, actually the source is very important. Because the year 2004 was after, immediately after tsunami, I remember that great tsunami. Because that was the time, before the tsunami, I think, when I was there, they were asking me questions about tsunami. Tsunami also got linked to Dhamma. I say, God, because I got the physical law, Uttu Niyama. Then you got the Kama Niyama, and so on. And these two people cannot understand one. They interact one. But that tsunami was physical law first, trigger off tsunami. Then the nature's law of karma take over. That's why they are together. Then people who are meant to be, they will be there, then they will die. And people not supposed to die, even they are there, they won't die. And they are not supposed to be there, they will miss the flight, and they won't go. So you can see how karma operates. That's why the Buddha asks you to reflect and contemplate every day. You don't play a fool, no. The five daily contemplation is very powerful to overcome First Noble Truth, suffering, and to develop the right view. Especially the fifth one, the last one. People don't know how to use this five daily contemplation. This is where the real Dhamma is. Each and every living being, I finish this first, you are born of your karma, remember, head to your karma, conditions supported by you are what you are. You cannot blame anybody for what happened, whatever condition. Karma is the most powerful. That's why I used to tell you 99.999% karmically driven. You want to change your life, take care of karma. Understand and learn how to break. Understand? Asking for forgiveness is one of the most powerful way to break karmic obstruction. Otherwise you cannot move. No matter how hardworking, how diligent you are. Because delusion is very powerful. It can create obstruction and block you. Gao gao, I tell you. You cannot move, really. Well, I have seen so many got blocked. That's why asking for forgiveness is something that the Buddha teach. And even Muslim, they take it very seriously. They always ask for forgiveness, ampun, and all those things. Well, it's part of nature's law. Yes, in German, they add something. Yeah, pass the mic. Sorry, Yasu, your turn will come. Okay. Yeah, push it out.
They have their program. They have the chanting, the morning chanting.
What time you wake up?
The chanting is at 5.
Oh, good.
So we wake at 4:30. So the morning chanting will have this the five contemplations.
Ah, yes, very good.
Then they have the asubha. All the.
Yeah, nine stages of cemetery decomposition.
Of course, itipitso. Itipitso.
Salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. What about the Rupang Anicang, Rupang Anatta?
Yes.
That one sure got one. The five aggregate are impermanent and empty.
Five khandas.
Rupang Anicang. Rupang Anatta. When I was in Thailand, the moment I heard this, 3:45 a.m., my heart here just opened up. There were tears. There was so much joy. I understood it so clearly. That word that come out, every word from the nature, you understand so clearly. That's why I know Rupang is not only form, physical body. All our external form are also Rupang. That's why Anatta is not really non-self. Understand? Not? If non-self means table also non-self. This one also Rupang. That's why the Buddha say Rupang Anicang. Rupang Anatta, you know, means all our external form also empty. You know. That's why Anatta is not really non-self alone. You know. Non-self is just a small part of Anatta. You know. Anatta is not a permanent, unchanging entity that you can hold on to and grasp on to say, this is me, this is I, understand? Not? Everything is like that. Condition arising, causal phenomena. Not a permanent, unchanging entity where you can hold on to and grasp on to and say, this is me, this is I, and this can be mine. That's why Rupang, all of Rupang is Anatta. Understand? Not? Okay, continue, Yen-chan. Very good.
Then when the Thais were around, then they had a talk in Thai, but no Thais, it was quiet, so we could meditate after the chanting. I find it very good. After the chanting, and then we all sat very quiet, silently, while the monks all got ready. Down there are not much lay people. They are all monks who do all the work. You know. Yeah. So the monks are all very slim. You know.
Do they go pindapat? They go pindapat also,
Yes, the morning they will get all their bowls ready, everything all, then they get ready to go for pindapat.
Don't follow?
No la.
You all stay in the monastery.
We sit down and meditate, no? Then after that, they will play they started to play the tune.
Of Hatsuta?
No, the first one was Buddham Saranam.
Taking refuge. Taking refuge.
The one that.
But second day was Hatsuta.
Right. The first song is always this Buddham.
Oh, okay.
That one I hear from Sri Lanka. No, the Santu Temple.
Yeah.
They have this very deep, then they got that tune, so they play. Buddham Saranam Gacchami. So after that, they will change. I think the second day they had a Heart Sutra. First day song, it was another one.
Yeah, he said second day. Yeah.
Then they also play others now. One is that, on Satcha and Satcha. And the existence and non-existence. On the existence, not attachment, the existence.
Karma. Bawa tangha.
Vibhava tangha.
Then karma tangha.
So they were chanting. They played the tunes. Different days they will change a bit the second tune.
I think Satta Bojangga also they will chant.
Bojangga we didn't hear.
Then what about dependent origination?
They just played the tunes, you know.
Yeah.
I think some was Imi Ui's singing, you know. They played for a while.
Yeah.
And actually, it hit almost all of them. The tears came out. And then this Achan Anan was saying, oh, their hearts are opening.
Yeah. That's why those who know, they know you connect already, understand? That's why your heart has to open. Otherwise, how to connect, understand? For you to connect back to your past, your nature will know. The thought cannot know. That's why just like Do Song. The thinking mind cannot know, understand? Because this one is memory. Memory from this life, you cannot remember. Because it's nothing to do with this life. This is from the past. That's why the heart will know, the nature will know. That's why the tears come out. And like last time at Thailand, I asked Joy, hey, why you cry and why you want to do that? I don't know. I said that is the best answer. When you know, it's from the thought. When you don't know, it's from the nature. That's why that day, who asked me? Same question. He said, why like that, Brother Dale? Oh, that girl. What's that girl? That Sunday at Joyce's place. That girl. You're supposed to go on. You say, finally he go to Thailand one.
Oh, Sharon.
Sharon. He came and asked me. He said, Pratio, after I explained the Heart Sutta in English, he said, Pratio, how come like that one? The first two Sunday he came, he said, when she listened to the Heart Sutta in Mandarin, I think, he said he feel very calm, very peaceful. Then later on, when the no Sanskrit or what come out, the tears starts to come. You see, he cannot understand why. He's not sad. She doesn't know why the tears just come. I say, your this brain cannot understand. Your this life, nothing to do with this. You have cultivated before in the past, and this is something that you have done, and you have this affinity with Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, the Heart Sutta. That's why when condition manifests, it will move, and inside will awake. And so then the tears will come. Then after I explain, after she understood what that so-called chanting is, she got so much joy, she said. She has been looking for this teaching for very long. That time she know. Before that, she didn't know. It's like that one. And those who understand, they will know. That's why Ajahn Anand will tell you, heart open up already. Understand? Otherwise, you cannot connect. Understand? She been to my class before, but she... No. She didn't attend Heart Sutta chanting before. Understand? So because of that, is it... You see, this chanting helps so many. Alicia also, I think, like to go there. Then Song also like to go there. Then recently, Andy also like to go there. All these got affinity with Kuan Yin. And our consecration, I told you, is meant to be on. Remember? I told you, that Kuan Yin statue not supposed to be there. Acharya was not supposed to do it, right? But the condition of all the way, at first he wanted to do that, he scared the Thai people commented, no, Theravada, how can they got Kuan Yin there? Correct, that's why he followed Acharya Anand, is that not? Because he followed Acharya Anand, so he wanted to do, then Kau Kok is not that famous, Acharya Anand, understand? Kau Kok people say, we are Theravada traditional, Thailand, no. Thailand Sakyamuni. no Kuan Yin. That one Chinese temple, Mahayana temple. Then he hesitated. No? He hesitated. No? Then he wrote to me an email, asked me, what's your understanding? And asked me to express what I understand sincerely. Then I explained, I said, meant to be. And you are the right guy for the job. And you are very good. So I said, statue and all those things. You got the that flair, that gifted ability. I say, go ahead, I support you fully. That's why we all donated. Give him the confidence. Then I explain why. Because there were conditions before that. I saw that. First time we went there, the affinity, everything. That's why a lot of sign came and meant to be. Then I saw one Kuan Yin image hanging at the window there, the early sala. Then when I saw that thing before we left, my nature like have this what they call understanding, you know. How nice, like the image talking to me, you know. If this Kuan Yin Bodhisattva image can be a bigger version outside, that is the best. Means that nature wants that thing to be there to help people. Then I just left it, you know. Then 2-3 years later, in between Achan visit us, then last year I think Joyce went there with a small group. Then somehow there were conditions again this year. Then all this start to happen. Then I start to realize when we went to Sumeru. This Sumeru visit, you all make sure if you have time and condition, you better go. Yun Chan, you better go. If you want, you'll be at my house 6:45. I will take you there. Because it's a very nice place. And that is the place. That person who built that place also, just one person, Brother Lim. He's a lay person. He spent almost 10 million on that whole thing, bought the land and built all the land. And the stupa with the relics, everything, so strong, the energy. He only got Maitreya Buddha there. No Sakyamuni here. Sakyamuni is in the main shrine. Then further down, there's a Kuan Yin pond. He said Kuan Yin want to be there. He Theravada one, he don't believe all this. Yet Kuan Yin appear. Then the Hindu god Shiva. He said she also wants to be there. There used to be an Indian temple. So Shiva was also there. Then the Naga pond. The Naga also want to be there. So the whole place was so beautiful. The energy is very still. You go there, you straight away will go into stillness, I tell you. But please, remember, don't be conditioned by it. Don't utter that attached to that place every time. You compare all the retreat, not so nice. There is the best. Every time you want to go back there, there is attachment. That will hinder you. But that place is very good for meditation. So you go there, it's like Song Godo Anand Monastery in Thailand Rayong. The stillness, everything can come if your faith is there and very fast. Then after that, you can make use of it to determine through aspiration to become mindful throughout the day. Then bring that state into your daily life. Then cultivate from there. Understand? It will help you. The nature. Because Chuyi also felt the energy. Well, now she thought differently. Last time I used to take joke, make joke, everything. Then queen of politics. So, Bersay Queen last time, everything. Now, different. Wow, this place I must share with you. That's why, like Sue, I know she showed called Sue, we had the two of buddy. And they gave confidence to each other.
Then after we have the range for lunch and all and then we are free. Then we normally go up about 5-6 o'clock. Then go to the Kuan Yin place. Song goes earlier.
Yeah,
one something, he goes up and comes down. I said, oh, my knees won't take it.
Okay.
So when we just go one day up there and then just go to Kuan Yin, meditate for a while there. Then after that, they have the evening chanting.
Yeah.
The evening chanting, they will bow down and say, ask for forgiveness if you've done anything wrong to the Buddha, to Dharma, and to Sangha. They also do, every night. So, and then after they have meditation, and the shrine hall there is very, very nice, very
serene.
So, Friday nights, he has his international
very good.
It's beam into Babs. You can listen to his talks in Babs Friday nights. So we were down, sitting down there while they beam in Singapore, Babs and Chitarama. At the last time, Tree said she heard JB also got connected.
Yeah, Metta Lodge. Metta Lodge.
I couldn't hear that because I always have to sit at the back because I didn't want to sit on the floor. But one day, I thought I better kneel down on the floor. And because they were doing their chanting of the itipitso, they are really long, you know.
Very long one.
They will add a lot of things inside. So after was kneeling down, I heard creak, creak, crack, crack, my knee, you know.
Means awakening already. Awakening already.
After the crack, not painful already.
Yeah, that's why awakening already. So yours one is the bone click first. Then after that, the heart will click. very good, Sadhu. Hey, but one thing, before I forget, your face look very beautiful. Radiant. You actually change a lot without you knowing. Your face, your being inside there. That the joy that you have. Yeah, the mindfulness has improved a lot tremendously. maintain attention. Because when you recite Buddha, you recall to mind the Buddha and yourself. And the Buddha's advice is what? Apamadena sambadeta. So you strive on with heedfulness. So when you recall to my Buddha, you recall to mind the advice of the Buddha, then you have faith. But the Thai tradition is they use Buddha to strengthen their faculty of sadha. That's why anapanasati become putto, breathing in Buddha, breathing out though. No, when the faith is there, it's very effective. Understand? It's like you chant Namo Kuan Si Yin Pu Sa. It's the same. Amitabha. It become more powerful. Understand? Because that vow together. Sakyamuni Buddha don't have this type of vow. His wisdom way no need vow. You learn his Dhamma, very penetrative one, very direct one. And very fast, aha. Click everywhere, ting everywhere. So things are happening as long as you have faith. That's why I say sincerity, faith, and diligence. These three will drive you. You will definitely become beautiful beings. And the Kayanamita will flourish, I tell you. And you can see it's happening everywhere, every moment. And this year is the most powerful year. You know why? It coincides with a lot of things. This year is the year of the horse, my year. 60 year. Then you know what? I came out to share 10 year anniversary. 2004 I came out to share. And since the day I understand, 1989, 2014 minus 89, 25 years. 25 years anniversary. And it so happened, it tied in with the year that you are supposed to flourish and benefit. Because the Kayanamitta has been set up with a purpose in mind 10 years ago. That's why I set out the Kayanamita fund. And when I set all this out, you all don't know why I set it out and how I plan it for you all. Where I reflect, contemplate, how can I help and benefit the Kayanamita so that they can move, so that they can develop this understanding. That's why all this puja, pre-puja, post-puja, and how to make aspiration, ask for forgiveness, and how to cultivate the essential is all geared towards that understanding. So that when you have the faith, the understanding, you will move very, very fast, I tell you. And now the consciousness is so different. Yeah. Those who have faith, I tell you, there is a lot of potential. You will move and progress very fast. So, have faith. Then, diligently. Apamadena, sambadena, strive on with faithfulness, daily mindfulness. Do your bowing more. Develop the faith and very fast. I think by next year retreat Cameron Highland, a lot of you will know and understand the Dhamma very differently. Now you already so different. That's why I have faith. Listen to the recording. They are all there actually, the teaching. Like I told Miss Lee, enough already, no need notes already. It's more than enough. Then we are going to compile the Heart Sutta note. Oh, give me some time. I have now only lesson chapter 16, I think, another 20 or chapter to go. Once that one come out, I tell you, it's going to revolutionize all the understanding. Well, all my teaching, all my pointer, they are all there, inside there. Very clearly explained. And all in transcript and printed form. When that one come out, anybody who really want to cultivate, you read, you will know. And it's so clearly, systematically, like that the Heart Sutta class was meant to be. It happened over about 2 years at Miss Lee there. And so fast now, Sweetheart there, 6 years already, you know, Thursday class. Oh, Miss Lee there also 1 over to 2 years every year. Oh, Sweetheart there, 6 years already. So ours is more than 6 years already. 2008 I went there. You ask Suyan. We are 2008, the split happened, you remember? I went there and give talk. 2008, when we went to New Zealand, you remember? 2009, New Zealand. The split happened before New Zealand trip. Before. At New Zealand trip already, you all got problem. Remember? So it happened in 2008, I remember. No. 2009. New Zealand trip was 2009. But never mind, because I remember my house. I did the renovation in 2008. I finished in 2009. Understand? I finished my renovation beginning of 2009, before Chinese New Year. Then we got the potluck, remember? Steamboat. That was the year, January 2009, that new year, February 2009. So very fast, things happen. That time the Subang group already did that. They already started their class. That's why Sui and Mi Fong follow us to the trip, you remember? The New Zealand trip? Only Mi Fong. Sui An didn't come. Only Mi Fong. No, what? Wu Tai San, he follow us. Sui An and Mi Fong follow us. Wu Tai San. Haven't started. But that one was earlier. Wu Tai San was earlier. Wu Tai San was before this New Zealand trip. Wu Tai San was much earlier. I forgot what year. Go and check the photo. Yeah. That's why I must thank Yin Chan. The great parami, actually. Make use of that parami. It will move you very fast, I tell you. Otherwise, it becomes like bank account. Money in the bank not spent is not your money, you know. So make use of it. Aspire. Spend it. Channel it. Direct it. And it can be very powerful. Very powerful. Because actually, what you did is much much better than building temple. You know? Temple maybe last for 100 years or a few 100 years. After that gone, then of course those who went there meditate, benefit, they can help, be a blessing to all. But your this one, you pave the way for people to come to connect to the Dhamma. And then after that, when they have the condition to connect back, they actually transform. And this one, the number is a lot more than what you can actually see in the temple happening. Temple sometimes very rare on earth. But this type of Kayanamita, almost everyone will move. You remember the WhatsApp I shared, the duckling one? You remember not the duckling? Everyone went out. Even the last one also very fast, zoom went out. Finally. That's why I like that analogy. Because they see the first few try very hard. Nobody believe can go out. Well, the duckling was so small and the step was so high. Then when one able to go, the rest motivated, a few more follow, a few more. Oh, then confident already. We have so many gone out. So one shot, all go out. Then the last one went up four, three times. The fourth time he went up. many before you. But this one is a very good sharing, very good example. It will give you a lot of confidence and faith. Because his one is, he come from a different tradition, and yet he can open up his mind. Then he can allow this understanding to seep in, and the condition just fall into place. Because when he has faith, when he started to listen, because he also did Polaya very good, what they call condition. He brought her to this place. And she immediately, the first time she came, she really knew. The energy are very different. Because before that, she has to go through that suffering, that period, that 1 or 2 years, because of past condition. But the moment she said, after that, when she understand the sharing, then she immediately connect. Then the thing happened. And she will understand the Dhamma. That's why you go back, he had explained to the mother, use her own word. Human being like to play what? Suffering game, tongkuda you see. Initially, human being like suffering, si wan tongku. The mother also don't understand. Because if it's not that way, how come living being always arise the action, speech and thought that brings about so much suffering? That's why indirectly through your delusion, actually, you, without you knowing, you actually cling on to all those evil roots that condition your suffering. That's why he said, you all love suffering so much. 众生喜欢痛苦，喜欢玩游，痛苦的游戏. That way, must react like that, because it's only to be human. To be angry, otherwise you are not human. So this is the conditioning from society. But when you have the understanding already, that's why when she reflect and contemplate, he saw the mother. Why you like to complain, nag, react, and become so miserable? You love suffering so much. And you like to play this type of game every day and night still with the husband. Yeah, you got so much fear for the father, the mother. So all this she start to see, through the Dhamma that arise in her, she start to see. And she can put it in such beautiful words. Understand? Then when you reflect back, just like Alicia, he listened to the first noble truth, second noble, she straight away can connect because her depression, she saw all those suffering. Then she realized, just like what Pola used to see and tell the mother, she herself also awakened and tell herself, yeah, why so stupid? Every time go and do all this, become so miserable. And go through all this fear, worry, anxiety. So my life, I decide how I want to live. You want to be happy, I shouldn't be like that. Then he decides to change, straight away. Then when he starts to change, that is the beginning of cultivation. You start to straighten your view. Then the next time when you encounter the same problem, the habitual tendency will still react. But the awareness, the second turning wisdom will arise. Then you will be aware. No, this is not the way. This leads to suffering. That's why the right effort to abandon. Then the right effort to prevent it from arriving. Then recently she reported you were absent for the last two Tuesdays. She said, in her own words, nowadays, she like very different from last time. Last time a lot of fear, worry, anxiety, insecurity, all those negativity. Now, so peaceful, so quiet, so heedful, so full of calmness. And she can see her thought now. Hardly can even arise one negative thought or wrong thought now. It's like so difficult to arise nowadays. And there was so much joy. I say, this is really amazing. It's happening. And through her own words. That's why the real meditation transforms you like that one. Not like, oh, I got no more anger, I got less. The suppression, the control, that is not the cultivation. You think these are evil roots. I'm a cultivator, I must not get angry. So when people disturb you or what, you yarn, you don't want to get angry. You say, I got less anger already. Now my children cry also, I don't get angry with them. Or they do this funny thing, I don't get. We are using thought to rationalize and you try to suppress your anger and contain it. This one is a evil root. And these are anusaya, latent tendency. And they will erupt when you are in the spur of the moment without you knowing it. Especially when people step on the tail or say something like achuyana. You will immediately react. Then you realize, still react. Then you want to test very easier throughout the day. Do you have unhappy moment? Your like and dislike, your unhappy moment. You can check if you are aware, you can see them all. Then when you transform already, you hardly got any moment of unhappiness. Even the dislike, the very little one, the subtle one also don't have. Everything is just the way you have a lot of joy on, you smile a lot on. You are very relaxed on, and you are most of the time peaceful and silent. Hardly any thought on. That's why it's so different. Heedful living and heedless living, world apart. One is full of hindrance. One is with all the spiritual faculty. So relaxed, so peaceful, so aware. Most of the time without thought. Just silent. And you just understand. Oh, sorry. 10 minutes. Extra time. Okay, we better end. We will do the sharing of merits. Transfer of merits. Then we can end. Okay, sharing of merits with the devas. Akasata chupumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anemoditwa jirang rakan tuloka sasada. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits, and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta vata ca amehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transfer merits to departed ones. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let this marriage accrue to our departed relatives, and may they all too be well and happy always. We will invoke the blessing for the nation. Devo asatukalena sasa sampati hito ca fito bhavatu loko ca raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rainfall in due season, may there be a rich and good harvest throughout, may the world be prosperous and peaceful always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers, be righteous. Okay, now you make your aspiration. Ipmina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu ยาวะนิวานาปัตติยะBy the grace of this merit that we have thus acquired, may we now follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one, until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha and Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Then we end.